You've mentioned your last game against Exeter, but actually our statistician thinks that you came back and played a game sort of 18 months later against Plymouth Albion.
I went to Plymouth.
What was the story behind that?
They were all knocked up, and I did. That's a true game. I don't know, how did he know that? I did. Something happened. I lived down the road, and they had a lot of injuries, and they said, well, what are we going to do? Anyway, they got me in a car and took me down because of something. I didn't go on the team bus. And by the time that had happened, Bob Clues was established and John Gadd had come in as the back, and Tighe was in his prime, and they were 27, 28, that sort of age. And the door opened and I walked in and they all went, what's this? Like, we must be scraping the back. They got away with, dear, what's this? Anyway, it was... I remember it well, actually, because I didn't have to worry about the... they were all singing, we all agree, Plymouth Albion and Magic, and they made us wait to come out. And I'm coming out of retirement just to help them. And, of course, they'd all remembered my brother who played there the years before, so the crowds caught the game. And they pulled this bloke out. He said, I used to play Devon there, and they had a Royal Marine loose head. I can't think of his name, but... In the end, you could do what you wanted to do. You run the scrums, you see. So they said, hey, you wait in there, we got this SAS bloke. Because, all the services were down there, Devonport Services, US Port. And I'm starting to think to myself, SAS, he found the nose. And so the game started, and he was a bit this and that. And we had this little scrum half called Howells. And they had a kid. Paul Howells. And they had a kid who... he kept on nagging away at Howells, and you could see Howells' head was dropping a bit, and he said, hey, but who's the best scrum half? Who's the class player? And he was pecking away, and I could hear that, so I thought, right, the next time he's in full, when he did the old dive pass, I'll see, will you get me? He'll get my left hand round his ear. And of course, I cuffed this scrum half, and Tighe went, I've been trying to get him for 10 minutes, he said. So we sorted it out, and then this prop, in the end, he technically didn't know anything, so I still could do it in the scrum. I still did the scrum and we won the game, and we won it, and I got in the car and went home. So that is true. I must have played 361.
365 it was.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, gee, that is amazing. I had no idea about that. Oh dear. Yeah, how did you know about that county game, that game?
And we have one season there, 70-71. You played 47 games in one season.
That's ridiculous, that, isn't it? Only four tries, two of them against Stroud. Oh dear.
That's a fair number of tries for a prop, though. Can you remember any particularly that you fondly?
No, I did actually get two at Stroud one day. You see, Stroud and Cheltenham, Clifton, all those teams, I remember losing to Cheltenham twice in a season. If someone was rejected here, they went there. They came back with a sense of purpose. And the same with the Stroud lads. I've been there and lost in one. Well, I didn't lose to Clifton, or Lydney, to be honest. We drew when I was captain, 6-6. But all those teams, they were very committed. And when those teams come to play on King's Home, there were big crowds because all their people came to watch, But the tries, I can't think of anything that made a great difference to anyone, in that it was the winner in a competition or anything like that. I got my share on the way up, and I was usually the bloke who they popped it to with 5 yards to go. We used to have a couple of moves where the ball came across, and the scrum half used to dummy. I used to go forward, and then he used to dummy the next bloke, and then throw it to a centre. And what we did was to use the fact I'd scored against the All Blacks here.
That's what I was expecting you to say.
That was for the
district team area.
Western Counties against the All Blacks.
Yeah, and I scored that to try, and it was on television. So every time we played the next week, I used to stand up, and old Boothie used to say, right, Mickey, and I'd bang on, what are we doing there? By then we had, I can't think of the scrum, Spalding must have got hold of the job. Spalding had one long spell. So whatever it was, the scrum half would run across and I'd be the first man to take it, and I used to hold them all because they'd all wait to tackle me, but I never got the ball. So a lot of that time they'd dummy, then John Bayliss would catch it on a foul, he'd take 10 yards, and he took some stopping on the burst, John, when he'd give him the ball. But I did have that try, and it caused me more good ideas than enough, because we had a scrum half that day. Gary May should have played, but they brought in a boy called John Cannon from Clifton. And he played in the county. He was a nice fellow, actually, John and all, but he didn't quite have the John Macy's sort of wherewithal. He was a Gloucester kid, Macy, you know. And it was a short penalty, about 25 yards out, and the referee walked across, and fair dues to old Cannon, he instead of pointing to the thing, he went, "Mate," and he just tapped it and gave it to me. And of course, I've gone to... And it was a long run, it was, actually, to get to it. When I got there, they had Alastair Scown... Kirkpatrick and Sutherland waiting for me. I thought I'd be very lucky to get in here. I thought it was the back row all stepped off the line. I thought I'd go out the dive woof right between the legs. And I saw Sutherland in South Africa. He stayed out there on tour. He went on a tour, stayed there, got married, and he's in the horses. And I reminded him of the try, and he said, "Yeah, mate, well, I missed a few of my time." He said, "No, but I'm here for the horses now." And I asked him about the game the next day, and he had no interest in rugby. He was training racehorses.
Yeah.